All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
See, now this is a good fact. The name Wendy, it was made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded Wendy before the book. See, I can always give you some good stuff. Good morning and welcome to April 22nd with the History of Everyday Guys, Scott Cooper. So, what happened on this day in history? On this day in 1964, the third major World's Fair to be held in New York City opens. The Oklahoma land rush begins with an estimated 50,000 people lined up at noon hoping to strike a claim for a homestead in 1889. In 1915, poison gas is used by the Germans for the first time in World War I with devastating effects. The U.S. War Department has stated publicly that Japanese prisoners of war will be treated decently in 1943. In 1952, for the first time in history, viewers witnessed live the detonation of an atomic bomb on television. Anti-war demonstrations draw 100,000 demonstrators in cities across America, including New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Chicago on this day in 1972. And in 1988, two new Florida basketball teams are announced, the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic. In music on this day in 1964, the president of the National Federation of Hairdressers offers a free haircut to the next number one group in the UK pop charts. The Beatles were at number one on the UK singles chart with Ticket to Ride on this day in 1965. In 1966, Wild Thing by the Troggs was released in the US. Deep Purple scored their second UK number one album with Machine Head on this day in 1972. In 1989, Madonna started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Like a Prayer. And in 1991, the Dave Matthews Band played their first ever live show when they appeared at the Earth Day Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. Well, don't forget that today is National Earth Day, National Girl Scout Leaders Day, and National Jelly Bean Day. Well, there you go. There's a little more of what happened on this day in history. Go out and have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.